Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter writes, Tara Grock says photos of the pipe bomber don't match up with the video. Miranda Devine, New York Post, is asking a lot of these questions this morning. Part of that is because they deliberately messed up the video. And part of that is because the FBI took care not to release any photos or like stills from the video that could be used to identify the bomber. Listen to what she writes this morning in New York Post. Another confounding mystery of the pipe bomber case is that all the 39,000 video files the FBI obtained from surveillance cameras showing the suspect walking around and placing the pipe bombs on the evening of January 5th, there was not a single image released to the public that would help identify the person. All images and videos released by the FBI were low resolution and choppy. Mike Benz, a former State Department official during Trump's first term and executive director of the Foundation for Freedom Online, also claims a blur bar or pixelation effect had been laid over the suspect's eyes in the footage that shows him or her looking directly at the camera while sitting on a bench outside of the DNC building. Judging by the video, it might also be goggles, but either way, nobody recognized the suspect, perhaps by design. This stinks, doesn't it? Texter writes, Tara, Kash Patel said in a recent interview they went by the information that was already collected by the FBI. That would include the sanitized information. Yes, in other words, they always had what they needed to get this guy. Texter writes, me and Lee saying, you know, hey, they let him roam for 5 years, you know, putting people in danger. I don't believe this. I'm just reading the text line. They knew it was safe because that was the only one they told him to do. And finally, Texter writes, yeah, Grock says photos of the pipe bomber don't match up with the video. Well, that could be because of the blurring effect that it appears the FBI or somebody added before it was released. Texter writes, he's also a dark-skinned white person. Yes, I know. Well, ask Jake Tapper about that. He'll explain. Okay. Meanwhile, Steve Cortez, former Trump administration official and advisor, did a poll of over 2,000 young adults, 18 to 25. And if you don't think Silveron Mamdani can catch on nationwide, you need to hear this. This is what I've been afraid of. Our side is not understanding this. We know we're like, hey, I hope he wins. It's going to be great. Everyone will hate socialism. No, they're not. No, they won't. Silveron Mamdani is now polling better than Trump with this group of people. He's at 60%, where Trump was few months ago. Highest approval rating of any age group. Now Trump's in the 40s. And it's been a gradual decline. So you're watching a group of people that voted for Trump, gave him the highest level of support in polls, begin to also identify with Mamdani. How is that possible? This is the strangest generation I think we've ever seen. Steve Cortez writes, I polled over 2,000 young adults ages 18 to 25. The results were eye-opening. 43% said they view socialism positively versus 33% who view it negatively, and another 24% aren't sure. Even among Trump voters who are 18 to 25, it was a 40-40 split. 40% for socialism, 40% against. Those are Trump voters. That is wild. He writes, but they're not drawn to socialism because they want state control. They're drawn to something else, something different, because what's here now does not work for them. And nobody is addressing that. They just want somebody to say, yes, your future was stolen. Think what they got. Entry-level jobs? Nah. Pile of debt that they owe? Yeah. You know how angry you would be if you're in this generation? You've got a pile of debt piled on you. You were stolen from while you were still in diapers and moving on. You know, still in diapers while you were in elementary school, middle school, high school. Your parents and grandparents were robbing you blind. Now you've got this pile of debt, but you've also got the highest unemployment rate of any other group, a staggering 9.5%, the highest in over a decade for 20 to 24-year-old college grads. This is why Nikki Haley's son, Nayland, is out there. And he's doing interviews with anybody who will listen, saying, look, my generation, I have friends graduated from college about a year. They're not working. And he's come out against H-1B visas, which is kind of an interesting thing for an Indian kid to be against. Think about the irony there. By the way, when did H-1B visas catch on? Anybody know? Really? Bush? Bush did it. Who was his mother's biggest supporter? Bush machine. So, I mean, if he's upset, I mean, I hate to say this, but, you know, if he's going home for Christmas, maybe he should start there. Like, with his mom. And then have her call up Bush, have a conversation with him, instead of haranguing Trump about it. Trump's the only one who's done anything about it, putting a $100,000 application fee on every H-1B visa, which is amazing. And that's going to help going forward. But the other problem they've got is automation is crushing entry-level candidates. Gen Z professionals, especially in those junior tech roles, are on the front lines of job displacement. So what's happening is we have 700,000 H-1B visa holders in this country. The bulk, not all, but the bulk of them, the biggest percentage of them are entry-level college grad tech jobs. And those entry-level jobs that are eroding because of AI, that's happened really quickly. So we've gone from really even in the last year to, hey, you know, H-1B visas not crushing that generation to, wow, it's just eroded rapidly. I mean, so it's great that Trump has put the barriers in the way to H-1B visas, but we need to send some of the visa holders home or we're not going to make it. And Zohran Mamdani is, because I'm telling you, they want a strong man. They want this fixed fast. Whoever convinces them they will do it will win. And don't think they won't support a socialist in 28 after voting for Trump. They will, if we don't get this done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.